Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the episode 38, A Glimpse of the Lord or the Kailash Kora. So I desired for years to do a Kailash Kora. Then I asked myself, was it an ego trip or challenge or spiritual desire? So we have to check it. The Kailash Kora is the most famous pilgrimage for the Hindus and Tibetans. For the Hindus, represents Mount Kailash, Mount Meru, the place where the god Shiva lives. It is not allowed to climb Mount Kailash, so the pilgrims go around Kailash, which is called Kailash Kora. Okay. The stunning altitude is on the pilgrimage trek mainly between 5,200 meter and 5,700 meter altitude. And the Kora is about 50 kilometer long. So in any case, not easy to do for normal people, for Tibetans, they don't care. When they live on a high altitude. Finally, I booked the Kailash Kora and we drove with a bus from Kathmandu to Dunche, the starting point of the Kailash Kora trek. I repeated always in my mind the famous Shiva mantra and got blissful. Sometimes I cried for Shiva, awesome experience. Also, Om Namah Shivaya, no? Is a famous Shiva mantra. Just before we arrived, there was a terrible accident just in front of us. A car passed by our bus and crashed with a speed of 80 km in another car. Both cars were destroyed and one car flipped upside down. Totally destroyed. I just saw a hand hanging out of the car that flipped upside down. Nobody wanted to help. I shouted, stop, I have to help, and the guy tried to stop me. The driver of the flipped car was mooring, the roof was nearly flat to the level of the crashed front of the car. Is he still alive? How to get him out of the car? We tried many ways, nothing worked out, and we were desperate. Finally, I got the idea to remove the plastic from the inside the door. Then we got him out, nursed him, his shoulder, and some ribs were broken, severe head injuries. Still, he could breathe. Luckily, he had survived, and there was no other person inside the car. Okay, then we continued our drive to Dunche. I took my pilgrimage seriously and meditated in the morning and night, repeating the name Shiva mantra with every step that I took. The first day we trekked from 4,600 meter to 5,200 meter and 20 kilometer length we had to trek. And the last 5 kilometer was so exhausting, I had to reduce my speed. My 60 kilogram backpack made it even worse. I enjoyed the beautiful mountain area even more, my rests. On this day was the Tibetan Sangha Festival and 1,000 Tibetan pilgrims were doing the trek. And that was so motivating. So on the second day, we stayed at the monastery to trek close to the Kailash and touch the Kailash instead of continuing with the Kora. Unexpected, this day became the highlight for most tourists and pilgrims. Just when I started, I was so overwhelmed by love that I cried, incredible. And all people who touched the Kailash had a high spiritual experience, regardless if they had faith or not. That is, I've visited so many holy places. Such experience was so awesome, no? And a life-changing event for many people, no? A friend of mine took a stone from Kailash and brought that to our guest house for the people who could not touch Kailash. One Indian woman cried when he gave her the stone and saw me. Just to touch the stone of of the Kailash such huge impact. No? She decided that we couldn't bring the stone home and should give the stone back. So we didn't. Half of our group could not continue the Kora because they suffered from symptoms of altitude sickness and went back, and one woman rode a horse to the 5,000 meter high pass. This 5,000 meter high pass got steeper and steeper, and I switched to snail gear, stopped every 5 minutes. The backpack drew me back. Still, it was not as hard as the Torna pass, because I trained every morning on the treadmill. Our group and guide supported me a lot and thought I could do that, so I did. I lost 5 kilograms body weight because I could not get my raw food and could not eat much dried fruits and ground nuts. The digestion didn't work properly at high altitude, hard to sleep, congestion of the nose, although the body is suffering quite a lot. No? I had the fortune to complete the Kora. The Tibetans need only 1 day to complete the Kora, and we needed 4 days, including touching the Kailash. I think everybody should be well trained before starting the Kora. From 8 people, only 3 could do it. No? Think this over. Even the Nepalis could not do it in our group. This means these 3 Nepalis. You have to train your body before, and then you can do it. It will be an unforgettable experience, a lifetime experience. For sure, we don't get holier, but a glimpse of the Lord will be worth it. And you strengthen your perseverance and stamina. Regardless how difficult it is, you learn to do it in baby steps, when there is no other choice. As it is for the body, mind, a good experience. And I thought there is nothing, especially on this Kora, I was damn wrong. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.